It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Internationally renowned cabaret performer Spider Saloff says jazz artists should use a theatrical presentation instead of a head-down, straight-ahead playing technique. She says entertainment values help educate an audience. Saloff sings the Great American Songbook at a gala benefit for Autism McLean Saturday night at Illinois Wesleyan University. She told GLT's John Norton via Skype her parents exposed her to that entertainment value early when they took Saloff to see a Broadway musical in her hometown of Philadelphia.
Okay. And I was floored. That did it for me.
What was
it? I just was smitten.
What was it, Spider?
It was 1776. I had never seen like a full-blown Broadway show, and we had tickets that were really close. They were like the second row.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Historically, it's brilliant. I mean, who would have ever thought to do that? It was like nothing else that had ever been produced, and I didn't know any better, you know. I mean, I just had never seen a Broadway show up that close. And, you know, I think I got spit on by William Daniels. it was very exciting.
Well, there's a blues guy in Chicago. He goes by Big James. I believe his last name is Montgomery. And we were talking a couple of years ago, and he talked about when he was just a really little kid, he saw James Brown because his dad took him to a club when he was growing up. And he said, at that age, I think he was 7, I knew I wanted to be James Brown. And basically, he got into the music business. Was 1776, did you have that same reaction? Did you go, that's what I want to do?
I think I did. I couldn't say it out loud to anyone because they would, you know, think you were crazy. And then when I was 14 was when I told my parents that they could come see me in a variety show at school. And they're like, what? Doing what? I said, oh, I'm singing. And I had rehearsed carefully at my girlfriend's house because I knew that they would tell me I couldn't. And they came to the show and they were floored. They're like, where did this kid come from? And then that was it. And when I was 16, I was in a professional theater company.
The way you changed my life. No, nothing can take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Want to ask you about cabaret. Does that get short shrift in the jazz world?
Oh, yes, I think it does.
And why?
Cabaret is such a broad field.
Yeah.
And there are certain types of performers who wouldn't have anything to do with jazz that are cabaret. And they're more theatrical, or they're really a very different genre. I always considered myself a jazz performer first.
Okay.
But I'm also an actress, and I tell stories, and, you know, it's a different way of presenting it. But I also pay a lot of attention not only to lyric but to music, and I love improvisation. I love trading with my sidemen and getting to work with some of the monster players that I have worked with is part of the thrill for me. You know, it's not just performing rote versions of these songs. It's something very creative and making it fresh and new and having it be in the moment. It's never going to be the same twice.
I always thought that theater should be a bigger part of jazz because it's more lively. I think it entertains the audience a little bit more.
Absolutely. And I think the early jazz performers were more theatrical. I mean, Dizzy Gillespie was a monster musician and a groundbreaking instrumentalist, but he also was a showman. He knew how to play an audience. He knew how to charm them. He knew how to talk to the audience. And you get people like Ella Fitzgerald, who absolutely charmed an audience. Same with Sarah Vaughan. They had a connection. They were live performers. Sarah Vaughan would talk about what her tour was like, you know, that she had just woken up right before she went on stage. And it is the charm of live performance. It's in the moment. It's present to what is going on right there. And I think that's why it's so important for people to introduce their kids to live performance, because there's too much that you just see on a video screen now, you know, and it will never replace seeing something live.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping to find it night.